and good Thursday to you, Brevard County. Thank you for tuning into the Refresh Radio broadcast today. My name is Bob Arthurs. I still pastor Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. And we are still on WMIE 91.5, Today's Modern Worship. It's still 8:30 to 9 o'clock of a morning and 5 o'clock to 5:30 of an evening on this station. It is 10:30 of a morning that you can listen on WWBC 1510 AM. So we pray that you are having a great, great day. I would suspect that after the cold that they have had up north, that we will have people who are looking to move south again here before long. Aren't we thankful that God brought us to Florida? I'm from Oklahoma originally, and I tell people that Oklahoma gets hotter than here, it gets colder than here, and I'm thankful to be here. And so that's what is going on in the nation, I guess you could say. But we're going to be looking at God's Word today, and we're going to jump right in. I do want to let you know I'll be preaching this coming Sunday morning, and we're excited about what God is going to be doing this coming week. And then the following week, the following Sunday, a dear friend of mine, a person who's been used mightily by God and is a great encouragement wherever he goes, he's going to be preaching. February the 17th is our annual missions emphasis weekend. And for us, that's the lifeblood of our church, the fact that we get to partner with God in doing kingdom business. We are so excited about doing that. And so if you'd like to join us that Sunday, I know that you will be blessed. You'll hear a lot of great things coming from the heart. My friend's name is Tom Green, and I've known him since 1983 is how long I've known him. So that goes back. In fact, I've known him longer than I've known my wife, but don't tell her. So we're glad that he's going to be with us. We're going to resume our study of the Sermon on the Mount, the Lord's Prayer, Do Not Lead Us Into Temptation. We are currently going through Psalm 23, discussing God's leadership, his leadership style, what the benefits are for those or for us. And so we're going to get right back into that on today's broadcast. So Psalm 23, verse number 1, this is the Psalm of David. It says, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." We're going to resume today in verse number 3. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. So as we're looking at God's leadership, his leadership style, today we're going to pick up on the second passage in Psalm 23 that specifically identifies God's leading us as a shepherd. He leads me in the paths of righteousness. He leads me in the paths of righteousness. So again, like we talked about on an earlier broadcast, David identifies that this is not just a corporate shepherd. This is a personal shepherd. This is a shepherd that David feels absolutely connected to. And he says, and he leads me in the paths of righteousness. And that's very important for us, because that can really help us to discern the will of God. it can help us. Listen, I don't need a psychic to tell me what I should do. I've got God as my leader. God knows all of the details about me. I don't need a horoscope. I don't need any of the demonic activities of life. What I need is to have a daily relationship with my shepherd, and that I didn't say that incorrectly. There's a daily relationship. It's not just a weekly. Listen, if you are only having a relationship with God, your shepherd, once a week, you're depriving yourself of 6 days of great blessing. He wants to lead us on a daily basis. And so many times the sheep would pass under the shepherd's rod. It would be the shepherd, you know, making sure that all of the sheep were accounted for. It was the shepherd who would make sure that they were in a good place physically, and that they were doing well for the journey. A little over a week ago, we came home, and my daughter went to pet her dog, and because she knows her dog so well, she recognized that something wasn't right with the dog, and so she began to investigate what was going on with the animal, and she found what it was. And I want you to know that during that examination that she was giving to the dog was fine until my daughter would get close to the wound. And then all of a sudden the dog would say, would begin to react and say, I don't want you near that. So where it'd been standing, all of a sudden it'd be sitting. Where it'd been standing still, all of a sudden it would rotate away. And my daughter said, no, you need me to make sure that I know what this is, so I know how to take care of you. And that would have only, listen, I had pet the dog a number of times that day. I didn't realize it because I don't have that same close relationship with the dog that my daughter has. And so you and I, we need that. We can get care for the wounds of life a lot quicker if we are having God examine us on a daily basis. So when it comes to discerning the will of God, it says here, David says, he leads me in the paths of righteousness. And so I want to take you today, and I want to try and create in you an appreciation for God's word, because God's word is the ultimate definer of what righteousness is. It's right standing before God. It is doing the things that please God. Not necessarily the things that please our neighbor, not necessarily the things that would be pleasing to our flesh. We recognize that the ultimate goal of God's leadership is to lead us in the right path. Have you ever seen someone that started off on the right path, but they took a bad turn, and pretty soon they were headed down the wrong direction? They were going in the and there was that all of a sudden they weren't in right standing before. There are people who start off doing the right thing, but sometimes they get exposed to some bad habits. And the next thing you know, because they are pursuing those bad habits and addictions, pretty soon they find themselves not in right standing with the law anymore. God's not going to lead you like that. That's why I want to point you to the Word of God and see today if I cannot create in you a hunger for the Word of God, an appreciation for the Word of God, because when we have the Word of God hidden in our heart, it's there for a purpose, and that is that it is going to cause us to not sin against God. So there was a person last week, and they were asking me about a sequence of things in the scripture, and I said, you know, I can tell you the general range there, but I can't I can't tell you the specific of that. All I can do is I can teach you the principle. I said, I know a lot of people who can quote things verbatim, but they don't live them. I'm much more concerned about not just being able to quote them, but to be able to live out the principles of God, the commandments of God. And so I said, you know, that's where my emphasis is. I'm not in a Bible quoting contest with anybody. I've known a lot of people who could quote the Bible better than most preachers, but they had no internal application. They weren't being led in the paths of righteousness on a regular basis, and as a result, they experienced a lot of hardships. Okay, and so I want to encourage now. How do I want to say this? Don't take God's leadership for granted. Don't just think, well, I'll just take this little detour. I'll just take this little sightseeing expedition here. You want him to be the navigator, the one who's leading you, because you don't want to end up in a place that you really didn't plan on ending up. I've got lost a few times in my life, and it's like, you know, I don't know how I ended up in this particular place. I thought I was following the road signs correctly, but it, you know, and that what was really bad about the trip I've got in mind is I was the leader on that trip. We were trying to get away from our massive hurricane, and there were no hotels for hundreds of miles, and we were going through a city back before there was GPS, and it's like, how in the world? I followed the map, and it led us to a place, and it's like, I don't know. And then we made a turn, and all of a sudden we found our way back to the road, and it's like, I don't know what happened there. And all of a sudden they didn't know that whether or not they wanted me to be leading the rest of the journey. It's like, hey, you want to lead on this journey? You go right ahead. But I know who I want leading my spiritual journey. I know who I want leading my financial life. There are a lot of people through the years who have, questioned whether or not you need to tithe and whether you need to give love offerings and all of that sort of stuff. And my simple standard is this: until you can demonstrate that your way of life is a more righteous way than the life that God has shown me, I'm going to stick with the way that God has shown me. When it comes to sexuality and morality, I'm going to stick with what God has said in His Word, because He says that He's going to lead me in the paths of righteousness. I know His way is going to be the best way. I'm going to stick with His plan, if that's okay. When it comes to just about any way of doing life that you can think of, God says, I'm going to lead you in the paths of righteousness. So when it comes to my relationship, I'm going to let Him lead me. When it comes to my finances, I'm going to let Him lead me. When it comes to my health, I'm going to let Him lead me. When it comes to my spiritual life, I'm going to let Him lead me. When it comes to my marriage, I'm going to let Him lead me. When it comes to pastoring, I'm going to let Him lead me. And it doesn't matter what becomes more popular. It doesn't. Listen, I'm going to I guess I'm going to say this. I'm going to conservatively embrace God's word, and I'm going to cling to God's word, and I'm going to say, God, I'm doing it your way because you have a track record of success for thousands of years. I don't want somebody that's saying, well, you should do this. I think it's going to get you to the same place. No, I'm going to stick with my reliable leader, my godly leader, my perfect, never failing leader. I'm going to stick with the one who's got thousands of years of experience leading humanity. I'm going to stick with him. You know, there are people that say, well, you know, Jesus really isn't the only way to the Father. It just matters that you sincerely believe what you believe. Well, you know, I understand that's an opinion, but I'm going to stick to what Jesus said, that I am the way, the truth, the life. No one comes to the Father. I'm going to stick with, there is no other name given under heaven by which we must be saved but the name of Jesus. I'm gonna stick with that if that's okay with you, because he leads me in righteousness. You and I, if you are tempted to embrace something that is going to contradict God's word, I can tell you that that is not God's leadership. God's not leading you to violate his word. God's not going to lead you to violate God's principle. There may be some principles of men. You know, that's what the Pharisees got in trouble for, was they confused the traditions of men for the commandments of God. And when Jesus came along and kept the commandments but didn't keep their traditions and their understanding of it, then there became some confusion there, and Jesus helped clarify that and to clear things up. So I'm going to stick with God leading me, and I encourage you to allow him to lead you in the paths of righteousness, because this is why he says he does it. He leads us in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. I'm really not that interested if people know about Bob Arthurs. My name can't save them. What I do want to be led for is that when people see me, that they glorify the Heavenly Father, that they see the good works that we do, and they give God the glory and the honor and the praise. And what happens is the more that we follow his leadership and the more that we embrace the paths of righteousness, the more the name of Jesus is going to be exalted. And that's what I want. I want him to lead me so that he receives the glory. In fact, Moses, when the children of Israel sinned, he told him and God were having a superpower summit, if you will, and God was the superpower, and he had told Moses, he said, I tell you what, you just separate yourself from this people, and I'm gonna take care of them. I'll just eliminate them. I'll start all over with you. And Moses said, look, I know that they've sinned, but you know, if you do not lead us, the people of the surrounding communities are going to say God was able to bring them out of Egypt, but he wasn't able to bring them in to the promised land. And I want you to know that when God leads you, he will lead you out of bad habits. He will lead you out of toxic relationships. He will lead you out of destructive behaviors. But he is not just the God who is able to lead you out. He will lead you in, because he's going to lead you out of bad habits into holy habits. He'll lead you out of toxic relationships into godly relationships. He will lead you out of addictions, and he will lead you into godly passions that you were created, and he will instill in you desires for the things of heaven. And he will do all of that so that people will praise and glorify the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, with this principle in mind, let's flip this coin on its head for just a moment, and let's look at the purposes that Satan would have in trying to get us off of the paths of righteousness. So God leads us on the paths of righteousness, but the devil is all of the time trying to entice us with the things of the eye, the lust of the eye, the lust of the flesh, and the boastful pride of life. Why would Satan be trying to get us off of that path? And that would be because every time that Satan is successful at getting us to get off the paths of righteousness, then the name of Jesus is not going to receive the praise and the glory the way that God intended. Not only that, we're not going to experience the benefits, just some of the benefits. We're not going to experience the green pastures. We're not going to experience the sufficiency of supply. We're not going to experience the rest and the serenity. We're not going to experience the emotional restoration that God has for us. And we are certainly not going to experience the blessings that are going to bring glory and honor to Jesus. Too many Christians go around mad. Too many Christians go around defeated. And then when we try and tell people about Jesus, they would say, well, why would I want to be as miserable as you are? Why would I mean, if you are participating in all of the things that I am participating in, and you're, why do I need to add God to that equation? There is a distinction between the paths of righteousness and the paths of unrighteousness. Romans said, before Christ, we used to offer our body as an instrument of unrighteousness. But now, because of Christ, we should offer ourselves as instruments of righteousness. God, there needs to be a before Christ life that is drastically different than life because Christ came into our heart. I was having a conversation with someone here not too long ago, we were talking about the missions trip that I'd gone on, and they said, "Oh, I went there, and I said, "Well, I wasn't going to the resort style, you know, the resorts and all of that sort of stuff. Ours was a missions trip where I was preaching," and this person said, "Well, you know, my trip there was before Christ. There were some things that they were experiencing there, and what they were saying is my life before Christ looked a lot different than what my life looks like now, because he's leading me on the paths of righteousness." So let me ask you, if you were to look at the course of your life over the past week, would it reflect that God led you on righteous paths, or would there have been some significant deviation from the paths of righteousness? So, we're here, we're on a Thursday. Maybe it's this week. Maybe it's this week you want to look at instead of last week. You know, a lot of people can't remember what they had for lunch yesterday. But let's look at this week. How has the path looked for you? Have there been spiritual breakthroughs, or have there been spiritual setbacks? Because God will lead you to spiritual breakthrough. The devil will try and get you to spiritual setbacks. And if you don't like the way that this week is going, let's not blame our spouse. Let's not blame our kids. Let's not blame our boss. Let's not blame our friends. Let's say, God, you know what? I want to ask you to lead me from this point forward. I don't just want you to be my leader on Sundays. I don't just want you to be my leader when I'm at church. I want you to lead me daily in the paths of righteousness. You can analyze that is to look at it and say, okay, has there been anything in my life over the past several days that brings glory and honor to Jesus? Has my life been for the sake of his name? Okay? And if not, then we need to say, God, would you lead me? I want to ask you to lead me, and I'm going to do a better job of following in the days ahead. I'm not just going to follow sporadically. I'm going to follow consistently. Last thing, and this will be the more challenging thing here, and that is this. God leads us in the paths of righteousness because there are people on the paths of unrighteousness. And so I want to ask you this question. Has he led you to someone in the past few days, and all of a sudden the Holy Spirit is gripping your heart right now and say, you know what? I think that Jesus wants that person to be saved, and he wants me to speak the words of life into them so that they can hear about Jesus, so that they can ask him to be their Lord, their Savior, have their sins forgiven. And what a glorious, glorious opportunity. I don't know about you, but I want God to be the one that's in charge of my steps. I want him to be the one in charge of my itinerary, so that if it's about being successful for me, it'll be for the sake of his name. If it's about someone getting saved or healed, that it'll be for the sake of his name. See you next time.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, MerrittAssembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to MerrittAssembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.
I think I relax, step back, it's time for letting go.